We have a caller right now, our interview to from Wendy Whitney, doctoral student from Maryville University, I think in the beautiful city of Salt Lake, Utah. Am I correct there, Mary? I mean, Wendy?
Well, I do live in Salt Lake City, Utah, but I also work as a locum tenens. That just means when they need me for Eastern Aleutian tribes. So I am very privileged to be able to go into all these wonderful villages in Alaska and work, and that's how I kind of figured out that this is what I wanted to study when to finish up my doctoral degree.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, that's a dandy subject. I was blessed to be from a medical family myself. My mom was an RN, grandfather was a doctor. I couldn't handle mathematics. I mean, it didn't interest me, so I switched to liberal arts. But, no, my hat goes off to anyone in the medical profession, especially you overworked and underpaid nurses. And it's good that you're doing this survey up here. And how many clinics are you doing? Are you going all over the state of Alaska, just southwest Alaska, or what? How extensive is this?
I only work for Eastern Aleutian tribes because they're very good to me, and I care about the people. And what the study is on, the medical mistrust of the Aleutian population. And what I'm finding when I'm in these villages, because when you're a locum tenens, you just go to a village for a little while, and then you come back. So the job I have right now is I'm on 2 months, and then I go home a month. And I've found that often when I go home and come back, people will tell me, because they'll say, there's seven people that need to see you. So I'm finding that if you don't trust your provider, that you're not going to come to, and then you have delay of medical services. And that's what I'm trying to find, if there is delay of medical services because of trust or what's going on in these villages, because you do have free medical care, but there's a problem when you live in a small village. Tell me if I'm wrong. When you live in a small village, you're in a fishbowl. Everybody knows everybody's business. And so sometimes you may not want them to know your business, and you have to go to the clinic and trust them that they're not going to tell what's going on with you. Is that not true? Have you found that not true?
Well, I haven't really seen that. I know we're in the fishbowl. That's one thing I really like about this tribal mentality, this closeness we all have. But otherwise, I haven't heard that from the folks on the clinic.
That's great.
Yeah, what I've heard is you know, folks are just a little bit not upset or a little concerned, maybe, or I would say they wish they'd have, you know, an MD around. And I can understand that, but some of the best medical providers that I've had, you know, have been, you know, PAs. And nurses too, you know, NPs or whatever. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know.
What they're called are, and I'm a nurse practitioner. I'm at mid level. I've been in nursing for 36 years. I'm retired from the VA hospital. So, but I still love to work, and I love these people. So I'm fortunate enough to be able to come back and use my skills. And we have to stay credentialed like the physicians. Of course, we're not physicians. I have to take credentialing tests in order for me to come out here and make sure I'm up to date on them. And we do know our limitations, and that's why we are able to go to a physician and talk to them about the needs. But with this study, the main reason for the study is to find out if there is trust in Eastern Aleutian tribes for their medical providers. And it's what it is, it's a questionnaire that is mostly you just have to circle things. There's six questions that I would like you to write down any experiences that you've had, good or bad, and the goal is that we can possibly help change what is going on with the care for Eastern Aleutian tribes. Now, the main thing that people need to know about this study is it's completely confidential, completely anonymous, and the packets are sealed with tape, and no names, no addresses, no phone numbers, no Social Security numbers are asked for. You have to go to the clinic to get the packet. I had to have some way to distribute it, but no names are taken. They just read you something and hand you a packet. You take it home to fill it out. You're not, you know, not identified in the clinic as filling it out. You're not handing it back to the person in the clinic. It all goes to, in a, in a, in a sealed, in an envelope that's included inside the packet that's got an address, my address in Salt Lake City, and a stamp on it, and you mail it to me.
Yeah, do you hear that? Do you hear that out there, folks? This is completely anonymous, and it's a very, very, very worthwhile study. And if I was a native Alaskan rather than a native Cherokee Georgian, you know, I'd jump right on this study. This is a very, very worthwhile. You know, my own personal thing, Wendy, here is I really like the clinic. I've had just terrific care up there. That's just me, you know. Everybody chime in here. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm not saying that they do bad things. I want the good things, too.
Right, right.
I want the positive things. You know, people in the lower 48 don't realize what you have up here, but you deserve it. You know, they don't understand Indian Health Service, but you deserve it. You deserve this. You pay for it out of your tribal expenses.
Right.
You know, so you pay for this care. But we want to make sure we're doing everything okay for you. It's not to find only the bad, it's to find the good, too.
Sure.
That's what's important.
Sure. No. I'm sure we all understand that. And it seems to me that what you're doing here and the information you'll get will be a good way to hone this knife, or should I say to sharpen everything up to make it work better for us all. Am I correct to hear my analysis?
That's right. And for I had to really struggle with this. A board that I have to get through to even do the study. It's called IRB. It's a institutional review board. They had to review this study, make sure I wasn't harming anybody, and I had to argue with them over and over again. No, it has to be anonymous. No, I'm not taking names. No, I'm not taking phone numbers. This has to be a completely confidential, anonymous thing, or it will not work in these villages. You've got to just let me do it this way. And they were arguing that, no, you have to take... No, I don't. I don't have to take names. Because I believe that this solution, the Aleutian people and Alaska people need to be heard. In my literature review, I find nothing on Aleutian people studying this. Nothing. This is your voice that will be heard. And when I do an analysis on the written things, it's put into a computer program so your exact words are not put in there, so nothing can be identified. It is still all secret. It takes the meaning of your exact words, not the exact way that you put the words down, so people will say, I know who that is, I know who that is. How I will give the results to the... I'm hoping to publish them, but of course I have to have the results will be... My college, my university has to look at them, and I have to defend the results. And then I'm hoping to publish it because, again, I can't find any studies on Aleutian people. They have a right to be heard. They have a right to be published. You know, they're important people.
No, that's fantastic. When we're anonymous here, folks out there, we are speaking as one voice, and that's really important to remember. Okay, folks, I mean, this is great. I can't imagine anybody would argue with you, you know, with the anonymous clause in this thing. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It seems like that's going to be the only way it's going to fly. I'm definitely on the same page on this one. This is great.
There's a gratuity, too, because I believe if you're going to fill this out, you have a right to be paid for it. So there's a $10 bill in each one of these packets. And, again, these packets are completely sealed with tape, and nobody can open them up. No, there's no names on them, so nobody knows who it is. You just need... I'd appreciate it if you would send the results to me. And again, it goes not to Eastern Aleutian tribes. It goes to my personal home, and my husband's there, and he puts them in a locked box. So he won't look at them. Nobody will look at them but me and the statistician. That's all.
That's just perfect. Folks, you hear that out there, folks? You're totally anonymous. So don't, you know, feel free. It's not free. Actually, you get paid for doing this. $10 to fill out this simple questionnaire, and it's gonna do a world of good for all of us in the Eastern Aleutian tribes, in the Eastern Aleutian tribe area. Even for us others who are not in the tribe, it's gonna help us out too, folks. So get on the bandwagon and come down to the clinic and get the questionnaire and fill it out. Drop it in the box, and it'll be sent to Wendy. And no one will see it but her and the statistician. Do I have that right?
Yes, thank you, Big Dave.
You bet. No,
Big Wave, Dave. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, I got that. I brought that with me, that handle, because I was seasick so bad fishing in Southeast Alaska for years. I got the name Big Wave, and it works on the radio.
That's great.
As far as waves
go, any other questions that you'd like to ask me?
No, none at all. None at all. I'm sure glad that you got a hold of us and wanted an interview. We've had this on Community Window. Pretty much straight on since we got your original note. And we've been...
I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Anything like this is perfect. And thank you a great deal.
And again, inside the envelope are the questionnaires, but there's also a way to how to get a hold of me, and you're welcome to call me. And if you don't like something, you can call my teacher. And you can call IRB, the Institutional Review Board, if you're having any problems. But again, I fought hard to make sure that this is completely anonymous and it's secret and it goes just to me so we can really see what's going on. I don't want you to feel bad about anything. You know, I want you to be free to tell us the good and the bad parts so that we can correct it and make sure things are doing, that you're getting the service that you need.
And I'll have to say it this way. Thanks a lot, Doc. And anytime you want some airtime to talk about this or anything else, just give us a call.
I might call you in about a week, just if you want, you know, just to make sure that we can update this, and if you have any other questions, that would be great if you could write them down and I can answer them.
No, please do. I have no questions at all. This is pretty straightforward to me, but, you know, you want to get on air, you have all the time you need on KSDP Radio. Thanks again.
Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you very much for your time.
You bet. Bye-bye.